We welcome to Star 94.1, the MacMillions. And they have a project called Father and Son Bonding. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great. We're doing just fine.
Okay. Tell us about this project. I'm excited, and I know a lot of fathers and sons are excited. What made you guys come up with a project like this, and what kind of relationships do you have, father and son and father?
Well, we have an excellent relationship, and that's one of the reasons which propelled me to come up with the Father and Son Bonding Project. My dad has always been a good leader in the family, and he indoctrinated me into, you know, music by introducing me to the sounds of the church and the quartet sounds that he was a part of as a member of different quartet groups. And, you know, that music always resonated in my heart, my mind, and soul. And as I matured, I started a career in music, playing the guitar. And after starting a company by the name of DMB Productions under the auspices of Rodaquin Music Group, I decided that my first project would be to give back and pay homage to my dad, who, you know, was a good dad, father, leader, hero, and mentor, and that I would give back, and at the same time, by doing that, develop a concept of bonding 1 million fathers and sons globally.
Now, how would you do that? How would you bond those 1 million fathers and sons globally?
Okay, number one, the first way I would do it is just through the pure music. As we perform and as we play and as we give examples of our bonding, not only that, as we look back on the bonding that Jesus Christ had with his father, you know, the Lord. And also, secondly, we would like to partner with entities and organizations that deal with family-type issues, mentoring, after-school programs, for example, Girls and Boys Club of America, 100 Black Men of Atlanta. I mean, any institution that deals with, you know, family values, we would like to partner and bond with them and help strengthen them by giving a certain portion of our earnings to those organizations to help strengthen them in their communities.
I noticed on your project you have something for everyone on the project. You have traditional, you have contemporary, you have the quartet sound. Who are you trying to reach on this project?
Well, basically, we're trying to reach the masses, and that's why the project is geared in that way. And we incorporated several interesting talents right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. We got Derek Cooper that helped produce the project. And, you know, he plays currently with Dottie Peoples. And also he ministered with Kirk Carr several years. And we got a gentleman by the name of Johnny Jackson, who played with Surly Caesar for about 16 or 17 years. And it was very important to get diverse type of musicians and backgrounds and also develop diverse sounds if we're trying to reach, you know, 1 million fathers and sons. Because truly, the project is about family, ultimately. And, you know, it just so happened to be that my father was the main inspiration that helped me develop, you know, a musical ear, heart, mind, and soul.
On Yes, Jesus Loves Me, your father's featured on that, isn't he?
Well, actually, Yes, Jesus Loves Me was an exegetical piece done by Bishop Dale C. Bronner.
Okay.
And it's a spoken word piece. Okay, and basically he speaks on the topic of father and son bonding, and he does a wonderful job. I can recall getting together with him, and we went to the church, we played the track, and I mean, he did it in two takes flawlessly. I don't even remember seeing him writing nothing down or having any notes. I mean, it just came right off the top of his head.
The song Run On, tell us about that.
Oh, Run On, that song is a song that my dad sang in churches for years and years, and I love that song, you know. For anybody to sing and be able to touch your heart in the way that I would experience him touching people's hearts and lives right around me, including my own. Of course, I was at such a young age at that time, I didn't really understand it. But, you know, I could just look around me and I could just see the movement in the building of, you know, people's reactions and how their spirits was uplifted because of that. So Run On, you know, he always sang that song, and it was an upbeat song. And, you know, we all, you know, we have to run this race, you know, until the end, right, you know? So we want to run on and see what the end's going to be, and that's what that song simply says. And, you know, has a profound beat. We developed the music around, you know, his style of singing. So when I told him, you know, to come in the studio and just be natural. He had no studio experience before because he always sang live. But we were so amazed at the job that he did in the studio, you know, and how it came out just the way he sang it years ago.
Let's get your dad in here and ask your dad, what kind of experience, or how was that experience just going in the studio, recording, laying your voice down, and just doing a recording?
Well, tell you the truth, just like my son was saying, it was something new to me, you know, and I was a little on the shaky side about it. But once I got into the studio and we went over a few songs and started rehearsing, everything really fell right in place. And I felt more comfortable at that time. And speaking of the song Run On, I sang that song with my group in Brooklyn, New York. And my son, Dwayne, he was a small fella, and he was growing up, and everything just came up to his expectation. You know, I mean, he grew up, and he asked me for some equipment, and I didn't hesitate of getting that equipment for him, and the reason why is because I liked his music. And if he was playing music, if he wanted to play music, this was a beginning for him, and I wanted to do this for him so he could be able to play the music. And thank God he was successful in doing so. And it's one of those things, you know, getting back to the studio, you know, we went in there, and like I said earlier, I was a little nervous, but I got over that, God bless, and I did what I was supposed to do.
You know, your quartet sound, it puts me in the mind of the Canton Spirituals. Has anyone ever told you that?
Oh, yes, many times. Many times. Really? Yeah, many times they have told me that.